really wish you wouldn't have played that, but it's appropriate, I guess. Hi. How is everybody?
Hey, buddy.
Anybody hungry for a cheeseburger?
How expensive will a cheeseburger be?
No, I just, look, I was fully prepared to not do this. We had a great show planned. I happen to have a very busy morning. I didn't hear the news. Then Rico pulls a Cat Williams in the pre-show meeting and is like, whatever you're talking about, because the nothing burger that was never a nothing burger, even though your useful idiots in the media told you it was a nothing burger, the ruling came down today. So we're not going to re-adjudicate that whole deal. All the people who said it was nothing and it was over a cheeseburger, it was never about that. It was lying and misleading and not cooperating. It's like the IRS. You don't like them either. You don't lie to them. You play it straight. So basically hours after Jim Harbaugh rubs his booty in the NCAA's face again, they come down on him for the other, if you're keeping track at home, the other scandal at Michigan. And look, here's my deal. I don't care what side you're on. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I don't need to. It doesn't matter. I just would like to know. We've seen in the last week, the NCAA, which I will read this, and it's a lot of legalese, but the NCAA dropped a bomb on Kentucky for a collection of level twos. And now they went over the top on Harbaugh, which, again, when you lie to them, they are apt to do.
But see, that was why. And they explained that. Like, basically, if you were to work with us, we would have treated you the way we treated the other coaches last year. You chose not to.
So here's what it says. I'll read it once. No more. Division I Committee on Infractions determined former Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh violated recruiting and inducement rules, engaged in unethical conduct, failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance, and violated his responsibilities and obligations, resulting in a four-year show cause, a.k.a. he can't work in college football. Who cares? Because he's an NFL coach. More on that in a moment. Harbaugh's violations of the COVID-19 recruiting dead period were level two, but his unethical conduct and failure to cooperate with the membership infractions process, specifically his provision of false or misleading information, a.k.a. he's a liar, is a level one violation, which I'm pretty sure we tried to tell you the whole time. Head coaches are presumed responsible for violations that occur within their program. More on that later. Due to Harbaugh's personal involvement in the violations and his failure to monitor his staff, he could not rebut the presumption resulting in a violation of the responsibility rules. Here's the other thing. He can stomp his feet and Tom Mars can stomp his feet. And they can do all the peacocking they want on X. They're not taking this to court because they will lose. They will get eviscerated. Sign the amicus brief. So look, we're losing Rico. The point is, that's the other scandal. Why would it have anything to do with your sign-stealing saga? Well, it only does in this point. Guys like Sherrone Moore are now repeat offenders. Jim Harbaugh's program is the one that was doing these things. The way that they just dropped a bomb on him, and again, it's largely symbolic. He's in L.A. Could Goodell suspend him? Yes, Goodell's on record saying you can't run to the NFL to escape your collegiate problems. I don't have a dog in that fight. I really am not into suspend NFL guy because he did bad things in college. I'm being straight up with you, Rico.
Right.
I want to ask a question to Michigan fans. It's just easy. And again, I'm not trying to convince you of anything. Does this make you nervous? Or maybe a better way, does it get your attention? The NCAA, I've never argued. They got a hard-on for Harbaugh. And he has always reciprocated with a little bump and grind to make sure the blood flow keeps going. They were meant for each other. But this is, it would feel like, seem like, this is a table setter for like, we're going to bury you. Now, do I have faith in them? I don't. No, I don't, Rico. But I want to know, like, if I were a Michigan fan, this would at least get my attention going, wait, my useful idiots in the media told me this was a nothing, and they did all of this where basically Harbaugh is never going to be allowed back in college. Not that he would, but I think it's symbolic. And you have certain coaches who are a part of that investigation who are still here. Sharon Moore, who was suspended last year.
Right.
Now he's your head coach. If they did this on a first-time basis, and now your program is a repeat violator, and your head coach is a repeat violator, does this get your attention at all? And if your answer is no, it doesn't change my day. I'm fine. You can tell me why.
Well, I can tell you that because, you know, only Spartans and Buckeyes care about this type of stuff, except today, the NCAA, that organization that people said is toothless and they have no power, they got angry. And they said, you wanted to make it personal. Guess what? We just upped the ante. We made it personal as well. So here's what's going to happen. And Harbaugh got a separate penalty from everybody else. If I'm a Michigan fan and we're asking the question, does this concern you? I would be concerned simply based off of Harbaugh's statement 48 hours ago where he came out and I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal. Well, first of all, the NCAA just said you did all of that in this statement. And I have nothing to apologize for. You're dragging this out even further. And I think that the NCAA took note of what he said and said, okay, phase one is done. We've now moved on to phase two. And if you keep this up, this act of defiance, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like the ruling that we come down with. So if you're a Michigan fan, everything that's happened this week, does this concern you? Yeah, are you bothered?
I'm
fine. Or is
this
a nothing burger?
Well, you can't say that anymore. I mean, come on. That was always a silly Michigan media thing. It was never about the burger. It was about the act that while other coaches were stuck behind Zoom, you were busy trying to preserve your five-star quarterback's commitment. While we were in the middle of a pandemic, you were above it. And then you lied about it. And that's what it was about. But look, Rico, I don't know if I would be concerned. It would have my attention. I still have major doubts the NCAA will do, I don't want to say anything, but do things to Michigan that would make them bleed. I don't know if they'll do that. And that's just based on UNC got hit in the pocketbook for the fake classes thing, but they didn't shut them down. They're not going to do that. I mean, I want to see, but for me, it's, I said from the very beginning, and I can throw the number out 248-539-9797. All I wanted was it proven they were filth, which they are, and that they cheated, which they did. And that's cool, because then I don't have to care. The rest of this, you're right. It's probably show. You know, will they make them vacate wins? Here's me with the confused. I'm Tayshaun Prince. I'm confused. I don't know.
No, because at this point, Harbaugh's gone. So there's really only one way you can get back at Jim Harbaugh. I can take away your wins. Your wins that you had at Michigan, I'll strip you of all of them. I know you're in the NFL. I know this means nothing, but I know you'll remember this day when we remove titles and we remove wins from you.
Well, the one that would bother me is Sharon Moore has multiple violations, and he's the guy who's supposed to lead your team, a team that, look, I think Michigan will be fine. They're taking a step back, clearly. I mean, it was a wonderful football team, regardless of cheating. But this is where I would wonder, is the NCAA going to view Sharon Moore's hiring as an act of defiance? This guy already was under investigation. Plus, he's embroiled in this NOA or draft of an NOA. And he's your head coach. You didn't self-impose a suspension.
Deleted text messages that got picked back up.
I'm asking.
I'm sorry to cut you
off. You're fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
That's
how
a beautiful sweatshirt.
Thank you so much.
Is that the title sweatshirt?
That's the title one.
No, because none of these freaks wear those things around. They're embarrassed to leave their house with them.
I actually seen a couple in the airport, but go ahead.
Okay. But what you just said is what has me concerned. It's because of this line right here. They didn't name names, but it says, Michigan and five individuals who currently or previously worked for its football program reached an agreement with the NCAA. The five individuals there, no names, has me concerned when it comes to the future. Because Harbaugh's gone.
Yeah.
Whatever you give Harbaugh, whatever, it is what it is, he's gone. He's with the Los Angeles Chargers. But if one of those individuals is Sharon Moore, who is now your head coach, who has now been known to delete text messages when it comes to the next investigation, That has me concerned as a Michigan fan.
See,
that part alone.
I just don't have concern because I don't think the NCAA ever really hits blue bloods. They don't really hit them. So I can't go to concern. It would just have my attention because, as Rico pointed out, the NCAA is kind of like woken up in a bad mood this week. I was shocked at what they did to Kentucky, and I'm surprised it was this much. But then again, it's like...
But see, I think, Mike, it's how and the level of cheating that happened, that every organization has that one thing where you can't cross the line. Think of it like gambling in the NBA or the NFL. There are other more heinous crimes that you could do, and they'll work with you because we don't want to get rid of our star players. But if we find out that star player was involved in gambling...
Yeah, you're right.
We can't tolerate that. They're finding out that Blue Blood program had a budget and had a plan to go and visit and scheme to get other teams' plays, not by watching film, but by illegally obtaining it. That's different. If you allow this to go through, I think at that point, Mike, say what you want about the TV networks, that will be the death of college football. Because now it's just a free-for-all. It's just do whatever you want,
yeah.
Win at all cost.
248-539-9797. And again, just because I know we run into this, I'm not trying to convince you anything. I myself can't bring myself to a level of concern or like joyous excitement. No, I just don't. I think the Big Ten and the CFP were the ones that could have hurt Michigan the most, and they cowardly bowed out. I don't trust that the NCAA will do it because they never do. They just don't. Like, it's the old Jerry, what was it, the Jerry Tarkanian line. It's like if UNLV gets in trouble, Cleveland State goes on probation. So it's never about that. All I needed was the establishment that you're filth. So we're good. I'm good. David's beautiful sweatshirt. I'd like one for myself. 248-539-9797. Does this have your attention at all, knowing this was supposed to be the nothing burger? Nothing was supposed to come of this with Harbaugh, and it has. So you tell me. We'll get some ticket texts. We want to talk some Lions today. Just, you get sideswiped by news, we'll do the news. Lord knows I'm tired of talking about it.